Dennis, this is the 60th National Appaloosa Horse Show taking place here in Oklahoma City. First, I guess ask you your thoughts on how things are going at the show this year.
I think the show is going very well, considering all the things that are going on with this location, and that is all of the construction that's going on and the rain. Everybody's managing it pretty well, and I haven't heard very many people complaining about nearly what they usually do. Maybe it's the lower temperature keeps the attitudes in line. So, yeah, I think it's working better.
It's good.
Well, we certainly have had the rain here, and just this afternoon, after all the sunshine, we had a little shower just come by, as if we needed any more. Well, looking at the participation, I don't know how many shows you have been to, probably one or two, I'm imagining. How does this show look in comparison to recently or even last year?
Well, we know that the numbers are up a little bit here so far, and the shows have been growing over the years. So I've been to a number of these shows going back to the late 70s. This show looks as good as any, and the quality is getting better. What the judges are telling me and the feedback from the professionals involved, the quality is better. We're getting better exhibitors and better horses. So it's a good show.
So when you look at the youth involvement that was here, how would you describe the participation for that aspect of the show?
It's up. It's better. Kids are looking forward to it, and they're all wanting to get to the world championship, and they're wanting to win. And I can't believe the number of people that are going out and buying new horses to see if they can't compete at a higher level at this show. It's a pretty regular story, particularly in my part of the country. We got people out there shopping right now, buying new horses, and I know of one that's going home to California. It's a high-end horse. It's a good thing.
Well, it sounds like a good thing for the breed and for the business.
Yes, yes. That's what we need. We need more transfers, sales, a metric we use to measure our performance in the breed. We're looking to turn around the transfers. Turn around transfers, we'll turn around registrations, we'll turn around memberships.
Well, you just had the annual meeting, business meeting for the association. What would you say about kind of the state of the association, how things are going? I know you've got some new leadership here in the office for the organization.
I think we're well poised to move forward. We know what our weaknesses are. We know the state of the industry. We have a strategy. We know tactically what we need to do for the next few years, and we're going to start taking care of those things. I expect that you will see some substantial differences in 2 or 3 years. This is not something we can change overnight. So we're just hoping to take this, you know, eat this elephant a bite at a time. And we're taking our first few bites right now.
Well, I haven't had a chance to talk to Steve Taylor yet, who's the new CEO is his title. And he made a point in the meeting of saying that you can look at, I don't know how many high priorities there are, but really sometimes it might be a little better just to focus on some of those key ones, get them done, and show that progress.
Absolutely. You've got to show some wins. You can't fix everything all at once. You got to prioritize these things. If you knock off the top 2 or 3, then you're probably taking away 80% of the current pain. The rest of that stuff we can work on later, and we can take chunks away, but right now you hit those top 2 or 3, you're going to cut out about 80% of the current pain.
What do you see here in this coming next year as some of the priorities or things that you'd like to see accomplished?
Well, the first thing right now is we got to start looking at Jackson. We've got to get this show transitioned to Jackson. We've got to have the whole infrastructure set up there and ready to go. That's the number one thing. We've got to get our international program rolling, because I think that's going to be the financial turnaround peg for us to work on. So those two things are the things for me that are really important over the next year.
Well, it sounds like those probably present some pretty big challenges right there to get done.
Those are two big elephants, and we got to eat them this year.
Well, looking at the, you had your board here, and you're going to have another meeting, I think, at the end of the show here at the weekend.
That's right, Friday.
How about board involvement, and what's the attitude and on the part of the volunteers who are helping make this thing work?
Well, I think the board's looking forward to this board meeting, because there's some issues that we're going to wrap up. They will be finalized and made official for next year, and I think it's getting through those things that we need to get done this year. So that's what we're after. We've got three new board members are going to bring on. One is very experienced, Diane Rushing. The other two are new board members, but have some experience with the board. So we'll see how they blend in with the team.
For people who are not familiar with the breed or with the organization, what would you like them to most know about the Appaloosa horses that something we didn't touch on in the interview?
Well, I think what we offer is the Appaloosa experience. It's not just the horse; it's the people and the horse, and all of the activities that you and your family can get involved in. The horse is a unique horse, and it's a very beautiful horse. But the people too are part of that, and it doesn't matter where you go worldwide. You're gonna experience a great group of people who are willing to give and help. You just say, "I'm an Appaloosa person." They're ready to go.
Well, thank you very much, Dennis. Well, I'm sure we'll probably have a chance to talk again before the end of the show, the end of the week here. And here at the National Appaloosa Horse Show in Oklahoma City, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.